and the best behavior.
Probably somebody else, they are getting rewarded.
Okay. These are the handouts from last time, if anyone doesn't have. Okay. I want to briefly finish off Simon Kof Yud, meaning, I promise, without getting into all the details, right? We left off in towards the end, I think, of Sif Ches, right? What have we seen about Sif Ches? This is the sugya of state sveika with double or tarovis. We pointed out that mostly an issue of the girsa, whether you have two tarovis or three tarovis, is a thing more in the Bozara, and the Shochar Aruch Paskin le Chumra, like the Rambam, that you need three tarovis systematra, two is not good enough. Maybe because not exactly clear. These words are very, very subtle. The simple shot is that a tarot is not really your classic suffix, meaning it's more of a combination. And there's some called Isra the Tarovis. You can't call it a Sphinx Veka, but if you want Tarovis plus two more Tarovos, that's a Sphinx Veka. That's what we saw in the Chaber, and no one Paskin the Kula, like Tosos and others, that two Tarovis was good enough. But the Shaf said, Behefzid, Makum Hefzid, were something on that. And the Ramah gave a compromise who says, well, first he throws in, other Mechel Lechel's Kulan. And then he says, it depends on his Nisr Vadai or Nisr Safik, meaning a Nisr Vadai, two Tarovis is not good enough, but Nisr Safik and two Tarovis is good enough. Which makes a lot of sense because then you have, you know, let's just. Because again, you know, Gimel Tarovos, that is Mutter. Beis Tarovos, that is the Machlokes Rishonim, the Machaber, and Ramah, by agreeing with the Machaber. Assume that it's all certain, not a valid space naked. It says the Shach and the Poskim, that Mutter. In Makom Hefzid, let's assume he means a Hefzid Meruba, says Rama, what about the Machaber doesn't really discuss this closely, what about Safek Echad Meguf plus two Tarovos? So the Rama, based on this Hefzid, says that's Mutter, which makes a lot of sense because really you have three Sveikos here. One Safek Meguf, but there's also in the first place, then it got mixed up, then one of those got mixed up again. So even if you take off one, it's really like this. Take off one Tarovis, you still have two Sveikos left. Take off one Tarovis, you still have two Sveikos left. So we pass like the Ramah the Hakel. Not sure if they're a Chaber agreed with him or not. You can't tell for sure, but we pass the Hakel. That's what we saw last time. At the end, says the Ramah here, this is a big machlokus. The end of Ches. Yesh Omen, the Dabashish Lamatirin, and the Hatha we call Sveikos. What about a Sveikos Sveikos of Makum Dabashish Lamatirin? We know the Dabashish Lamatirin. Remember. Back to Simon Kof Beis, that a Tarovis is Usur and Dabar Sheish Latirin, at least in many circumstances. We know, we mentioned once or twice from the Gemara in Avdalim and Aleph of Beitza that Safik Rabbana Lakula, or rather, Safik Rabbana is Usur, is not Lakula, in Dabar Sheish Latirin. He never explicitly says in Shas what the Dinah Sveik Sveik of Dabar Sheish Latirin. Okay, that really depends on the Gemara in Beitza Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Very complicated. If there's a balanced fake snake, there is a mutter even double sheesh matirin. Lemaisa, it's a big machlokes rishonim, and says there are magyish omer double sheesh matirin in lahat we call fake snake. There are those who aser, and what throws hachra tov lahat we are mulet tzorech meach sheesh lahet of lav hachi. I should be machmir unless there is a tzorech. Meaning, basically, it's mutter. But if there's no tzorech, then you should be machmir. That's the hachra of the of the Rama. That's the hachra of the Ramah. The
Rashash points out, there's a lot of stiras about this. There's a lot of machlokas in terms of how to paskin. One of the big stiras that the Shach points out, this is the Shach Sifkadon Nun Vav, was that in Hilchas Yontif, we seem to paskin differently. There's a case of Sfeik Sfeika. What is the case of Sfeik Sfeika? Safek Muchan, Safek if something is Mokta or not, and Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni is only Safek Yontif. So it's Safek is Mokta or not, and Safek if it's Yontif or not. Maybe if it's not Yontif. Yontif Sheni, even if it is Yontif, maybe it was not Mokta. And the Machabe, there was Mekel, and no one disagreed. And he had a bunch of a few different answers as to what's the din of, you know, Sveik Sveika, the Dover Sheyesh Lo Matire, right? How come the Ramah seem to agree? And was Machmir here. So the Shach has three answers. Shach Sifkaton Nun Vav, I said. How about Or Chaim, which was Yontif, versus Yerodea, Sin Kaf Yod. So his first answer is that, here we say, it's Osir, if there's no special Tzoref. And here, here's his first answer. Ki kilu yoser ki yontif sheni einu elo minhag. Okay, this is actually a big machlokas, which is not a problem. Is yontif sheni a minhag or is yontif sheni a din? Okay, if yontif sheni is only minhag, then we're more makel. His second answer was my even mokum tzoref, that there was no mokum tzoref, but stomach you needed at the end. And here, it's Aser, the main Tzorech, and there's no Stira. It's Mutter Bakum Tzorech, and it was Yantam Ben Bakum Tzorech. The answer that he seems to like more, his Maskana, which he seems to hold from, is that here it's Myri and Beis Fekos. Woof. And here, we're talking about, well, not talking about two Sfeikos in Tarovas, before we're talking about three Sfeikos in a Tarovas. And here, we're talking about a Tarovas. That's his last answer here. He said in Sifkaton Nun Vav, Inami Vuha Iker, says this to Iker, that it's a Tarovas. Because we know in Tarovas, we're Mekel. In Dabashish Matirin. We know in Tarobas we can't make the Dabashish Matirin. So he's Machadish, even in 2, 3, 4, 5 Tarobases, you can't be making the Dabar Shiyeshlo Matirin. That's what the Shach really seems to think of Shach and Ramah. In which case, what comes out of this Shach comes out a big Kula. Comes out of here a big kula. The kula that comes out of the shaft is that lemaisa sveik sveika be dover sheyesh lo matirin. For the first answer of the shaft is aser and ein. Sorek has in the rubas, and Sifkaton Nun Ches, he says, you should only be Mekel. Nun Ches. In case you have some ruba, Aser, ain't Sorek have some ruba. But in this case, he says, Sveik Sveik of the Kof. Remember, not to have mixed with things. There's two Sveik of the things also in the first place is Mutter and Sveik Sveik. Tarovas is Aser in a Sorif Hefsin Ruba. So this is a big Nafgamina, and the Shach Halacha L'Maisa seems to be Mekel. If you have a real Sfeik Sfeika Begof, that there is room to That there is room to that there's room to Mako. The Taz is says a little different, and this is the vehicle, right?
This is the number two. So the shaft, if you ask them, would say, what about a Sphinx Stake and Mabin Dabashish Matirin? Okay, it's much of it. Two Stakes with the Gufa Dabarit Ever Usser, but if it's just something fell into a Tarobus, and then fell into another Tarobus, and then fell into another Tarobus, and then fell into another Tarobus, then we have to be Machmer unless it's Hepsaburuba. The Taz in Sifkotten Yud Aleph says a little differently, and he, quoting a Ran, is the Chalik between the Darais and the Drabonim. Which sort of answers the stira, although he goes a little further, says the Taz, Mukta is only Mr. Rabbanan, right? Something Mukta on Yantushani. Mukta is Mr. Rabbanan, Yantushani is Mr. Rabbanan. Over here, they were talking about Mr. Daraisa, like the Vela that got mixed with other meat. And he says, Halachalamaisa. Says the Taz by an Isser de Araisa, one has to be Machner and also the Sfeikas Dabar Shesh Matirin. By an Isser de Rabbanan, one can be Mako in Sfeikas by Dabar Shesh Matirin. If you. Quotes. The Pesachim quotes that a lot of Achronim Paskin like the Taz here. Quotes the Pri Chadash and quotes the Dagan Avraham, quotes the Shar Melech. That a lot of Achronim actually agree with the Taz here against the Shach. Shach quotes there's no difference in the Rice and Rabban. A, he says in the Buddha's Kesef, and B, he has to steer from a Rabban to the Rice. But what do many other Achronim say? Let's skip the blue. Right, that this is an Isser Darabanan, and this is an Isser Daraisa, and Halach Lamaisa, we paskin, like the other Achronim, that the answer to the steer is the Dipsy and Isser Darabanan, Isser Daraisa, and an Isser Darabanan, in an Isser Darabanan. We make on stake for Dabashish Matirin. On an Isser Daraisa, it is more controversial. That's the Pri Chadash. Most of the other Chronim give this answer to the Stira in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, in an Isser Daraisa, one should be more Machmir, and Isser Rabbanan, one should be more Mekel. So there are four answers to the Stira. The Shach did not like being Halki Daran and Daraisa. He wrote them before in the Nekudas Kesef, so he gave three other answers. And most of the other Achronim, are Chalchim Daraisa and Rabbanan, like the Taz and Isser Rabbanan's mother and Isser Daraisa. It's Asur and the Taz was Machmir. Even Malakim Tzorech was Machmir the Gamrei to Asur and Isser Daraisa.
Do you find that distinction compelling?
It's really hard to tell, you know, because there's matters of just Achra here, and if you ask me, I think the Shach's distinction is more compelling. We know by Tom Robus, there's a precedent to be Machmir Dabashish Matirin. It's all of Simcoe Bates. So by two Tom Robus, by three Tom Robus, we should be Machmir Dabashish Matirin. But by Sphinx, they could go for the Dabar, they can case it to be Machmir Dabashish Matirin. You know, the most important, like the Taz, it's found in the Ran. Shach tries to deny it, but has the Shach, I think, is a better Svara, but he says Iker is the better Svara. The Ran has more of a, which the Taz, as he says here, and flipping, is found in the Ran. So I love Lamaisa. Most of them like the Taz, even though I think the Shach's Svara is more compelling, I admit. Okay. Again, I don't know how likely this is to come up with Lamaisa, but we'll leave it at that for now and go on Siftes. Siftes is the famous Machlokas Rishonim on Beit Zedav Gimel and Beis. It's a little bit about the Gersa, something more about the Perush. There's a case in the Braisa here. What does the Braisa say? Echa beitza shenolim shavzi, echa beitza shenolim yantif, which is mukta, right? Etc. Usteika asura. A safek is asur.
And if it gets mixed with another 1,000, they're all usher. What does this seem to be? In the simple shot, this seems to be a case of Suffolk Echad Guf. Suffolk Echad Guf plus Suffolk Echad Tarobus. What's an example? You have an egg that maybe was laid on Shabbos, you don't maybe wasn't, and it got mixed up with 1,000 other eggs. So how does this fake fake up? You take one of these 1,000 eggs and you say, maybe it's the egg that I was misopic about, maybe it wasn't. Even if it's the egg that I was misopic about, maybe it was born on Yontif, maybe it was born on Erev Yontif. Right? That's called something Echad Guf Suffolk Tarobus. It's a famous machlokes we showed him between Rabbeinu Tam and the Reed. Matter of how to read the this applies to two things, because also the Bashish Matirin. But it's a matter of, let's say, how to read this price. So the price says Sveik is Osir, and it's Arva Bachiros is Osir. Sveik is Osir, and it's Arva Bachiros is Osir. So how do you put together those two things? What does the price say? Sveik Asura. I'll read it again. Avin this Arva Be'elef Kulon Asuros. Sveik Asura, Avin this Arva Be'elef Kulon Asuros. So, the what is the Gemara Brisa in Beitza? Daf Gimel Amud Beis says Sveika Asura V'im Nisarva Be'elef Kulon Asuros. How many cases is that? One case of a Suffolk that's Nisarva Be'elef, or two cases? So says Rabbeinu Tam, it's two cases. Suffolk is Osir, and Tarobus is Osir. But a Suffolk Shinis Arev is Mutter, because it's fake Seika. Aval Suffolk Shinis Arev Ba'acheros is Mutter, Mitam's fake Seika. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. That Suffolk Echad Guf and Suffolk Echad Tarobus makes a Sveik Sveika. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. However, the Re and some other Rishi, the Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, but the Re disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, and he reads it as one case. Says the Re, no, it's one case. What's the one case? Suffolk Isser. Shenis Ari Ba'acheros is Osir. One case, Suffolk Shenis Ari Ba'elef is Osir. Why is it Osir? You could have said, based on the Emusif Ches, because Dor Sheish Latirin, or something Mokta. But then that depends. That's not the Pashup Shot, because the Gemara says a little later on, Seifa Son Suffolk Trefa, that they have one on number says it's not talking about Mokta, it's talking about Trefa. Trefa is not Dor Sheish Latirin. So the simple shot of the Gemara is, this could be talking about Mokta, could be talking about Trefa. So why by Trefa is not a Sveik Sveika? Why? Because Suffolk Echad B'Guf, Suffolk Echad B'Tarovas is not a valid Sveik Sveika. Okay, that's the basic machlokes between the Rebbe and Tam. Let me show you on one side or the other side. It is how to parse this. Sveika Asura, and if it's Suffolk that's our belt, they're all Asuros, that's the read. A Suffolk trait egg, they kind of mix up with others as Asura, you go, it's a Suffolk that's trait, and then if it's a Suffolk which one it is, it's not a Sveik Sveika. So it's one Suffolk is whether it's trait or not, the other Suffolk is which one is trait, that's not a valid Sveik Sveika. Or Rabbeinu Tam says two cases, Sveika is Asura, it's not. Vadai Shenisari Ba'achir Ba'elef is Asura, but a Suffolk Shenisari Ba'elef is Mutter. That's basically the machlokes. How do we paskin? We basically, everyone paskins. Everyone paskins like the Reed. Okay. The Rabbah would be a little bit of a compromise. The Maisa, basically, no one paskins like the Reed of Tam, and everyone paskins like the Reed. That Suffolk Echad Guf Suffolk Echad Tarobus is not a valid Sveik Sveika. The question is just going to be, why it's not a valid Sveik Sveika. So here, let's read inside. Maybe I'll mind you. Siftes. Suffolk Trefa Nisar Ba'achiros, right? Suffolk Trefa. Why does it say Trefa? Again, the Brisa says, Echa Beitza Shinolu B'Chavzi Echa Beitza Shinolu B'Yontif. .. But then the Gemara says, Seifa son the Sufik Trefa. The Gemara makes no kid, there's something Sufik Trefa. So it would also be true about Sufik Trefa. Then the Gemara asks, Sufik Trefa, why if it's this Ari is an Asr? Ah, because the number Khashim. And there's the Mandalmar of the Asian culture, not religious. Fine. So, Sufik Trefa, forget the shot of the Brisa. The Gemara is looking to the Brisa. Then it's talking about a Trefa egg, a Sufik Trefa egg. According to the Re, even Sufik Trefa egg, they got mixed with 100 other eggs. They're all Trefa. Again, why don't we say steak, steak? I pick one egg. It might be the Sufik Trefa, it might not be. Even if it is the Sufik Trefa, it might be Trefa, it might be Kosher. So, why is it so? How do we paskin? Sorry, I didn't even read how we paskin test. Sufik Trefa is our Bacheros. Cool on Asuros, right there. Sufik Trefa that mixed with others, they're all lost. So, Achieve a Hetrogy in the Batal, Israel, and Varham is Batlin. Unless there's enough in the head to be bottled, the Esther needs to be Torah comes spot. Obviously, it's better than rope, it's a double she'inu kashuv, and it's outnumbered, but, you know, 2-1, or rope to miyot, then it's bottle. But assuming that there's no bittul, then it's Esther. Why she came to Suffolk region, I use gufo, ain't la tura, we speak steak, because the first Suffolk was the gufo, obviously the second Suffolk was not the gufo. It's not two steak, because what this egg is trade. One Suffolk where the egg is trade, the other Suffolk, which egg is which. Then, a Suffolk, we go from some tarogas, cannot add up to a do not add up to a space feta. Okay, what's the svara of the mechaber? This is very controversial. Anyone want to tell me what's the svara of the mechaber? Why does a suffix guguf and suffix with haroba is not a space feta? After all, it seems like there are two svetas. I don't know which egg is the suffix trefa. And even if I knew which one, whichever one it is, it might be trefa, might not be. So this is a big machlokas discussed in the Taz of Kut and Yud Gimel. And the Shach Sifkat and Samach Gimel both discuss what is the svara of the Ri, really, and all the Rishonim will follow him, and all the Poskim will follow him, like the Mechaber. And they're Medayik one thing from the Darki Moshe, they're Medayik something else from the Beis Yosef. What are the two basic svaras? Shitas are, what's the svara? Why not? So one possibility is, when you're a dyke from Beis Yosef, for example, if you look in the, where is the Beis Yosef? One second. If you look in the Taz Yud Beis, quoting the Beis Yosef, Kasa Beis Yosef, etc. He says, "The Acher Shenol Rasafka Echa No Da Hasafek the Haya Yisur Gavur Bechol Da Shem Vada Yisur Adkan." He says, "Ah, because one Safek was No Da before the other Safek. Let's imagine this case: Safek Trefa Egg got mixed in with others." How do you know the Suffolk Trefa egg got mixed in with the others? It's not like you saw an egg and you knew there was Suffolk Trefa. And then it got mixed in with others. So it's like this. If you saw the egg and you realized it was a Suffolk Trefa, then what do? You pass your Mechumra. Right? Let's say you saw the egg and it was Suffolk Trefa. This egg is Suffolk Trefa. What do? You pass your Mechumra. Because Suffolk don't raise a Mechumra. So now you've already passed in that it's Trefa. Now, once you pass in this Trefa, it's like Vadai Trefa. And now when it gets mixed in with others, now there's only one suffix. Basically, there's one suffix. Is it trefa or not? You paskind l'chumra. Once you paskind l'chumra, there's no going back and reevaluating. You're already paskind the first suffix l'chumra. Now there's no first suffix anymore. Now that it gets mixed in with others, you only have one suffix, which eggs the trefa. You have only one suffix, right? Remember, it's like the book of Ramana, like the book of Masson, that's the dummy. Only one suffix, which is a trefa. So that's only one suffix. Basically, what you've done here is, and this is assuming state data. Spake is only the kula if you can get sari both of the spakers together. But if the two spakers are separated, so you don't look at them together, you look at them separately, then each suffix is the homer. So here says the taz of the Beis Yosef, right? So the mashmas of the Beis Yosef, let's say. We'll call it Beis Yosef. Okay. Says the Beis Yosef, he says, because no da. Hasafik harishon, meaning the gufa davar, kodem Hatarovas. Or let's say better. Let me see.
Before you deliberate over a second.
Exactly. Lifnei Shenis Arev Ba'achiros.
Meaning, first you had the idea of the first suffix, and you passed the Mechumra. Now that you passed the Mechumra, again, the Lashon Mishael, so I'm just reading from the Taz, if you'll allow me, as he says, after the first suffix happened, you realized it, by Yisr Gomer, and it was became an Yisr Gomer, she passed the Mechumra, polishing Vade Yisr, it's like a Vade Yisr, no that suffix are Rishon Lifni, she was talking about it, roast me right after it happened.
Ve'chuchra l'chumra v'nase givadai yisr. That's what he's saying. Since the first suffix was no doubt, before the second suffix happened, it was very chuchra l'chumra. Now there's chuchra l'chumra, you can't, like, the entire thing get to a space faker. That's the base you'll see. However, the Taz doesn't like it, the Shach doesn't like it, they quote from the Dark, he mostly doesn't like it, Taz in the next Sukkot, your Gimel puts a great light for the Masas Binyamin, or the great Achronim, the time, right? You know, around the time of the Shach and the Taz, really. So, what does the Darkei Moshe, the Shach, the Taz, the Masas Binyamin, I don't know if he used the word Masas Binyamin, he says, I saw from Rainer of Binyamin. That's the typical Masas Binyamin. Shach quotes my name, say a different Shach. They just say that, again, it's based on Sigrath. They say, in order for a spake to be a spake speaker, you need to be able to insert both spakers and look them together. Right, again, I mentioned yesterday, I think, or one, 2 years ago, maybe, that in halacha, the answer to a shayla often depends on how you ask the shayla. I said, I don't mean you ask the shayla nicely, etc., you know, that you get the answer you want. I mean, there are halachic rules for what the proper conceptual formulation of the shayla is, and depending on the proper conceptual formulation of the shayla, that gives you the answer. Let's have a case of your two spekos in something. If you ask it as one question, I have a shayla of two spekos. That's spake spake for kula. If you ask it as two questions, I have a shayla about a suffix. Suffix l'chumra. I have a shayla about a suffix. Suffix l'chumra. Then it's l'chumra. Is it split into two questions? Or is it asked as one question? That is what the Beis Yosef is saying. Ah, since the suffix echa begos, suffix echa tarobes, usually you know the suffix begos before the tarobes happens. That's the normal case. You have an object. You know there's some suffix, whether it itself is usher or not, and then it gets mixed in. The fact that you know one suffix before the other one, that separates into two different shaylas. And you don't have one shayla steak steak. You have two shaylas of suffix, and they're both the chumra. Says the Shach and the Taz, that's the svar of the Ri as well. That's a svar of the Ri as well. But it has nothing with Noda, nothing with Yediyah. Just fundamentally, Guf and Tarovis are two different realms of halacha. One is a question of whether something's usher or mutter. The other is a question of which object is which. There's no tzeirah between spekos of the Guf and spekos of Tarovis. If there's no tzeirah between them, they're not a spekos. They're just two spekos. It says there's no in tzeirah bein suffik the Guf ve suffik Tarovis. And therefore, it's not a sfeik sfeika, it's just two questions of suffix. They both did the same thing. The Ri is saying it's not a sfeik sfeika, it's two shilas of suffix. And one shilas of suffix is l'chumra, the other shilas of suffix is l'chumra. And it's never mitzarif to a sfeik sfeika. They just argue, why is it not mitzarif to a sfeik sfeika? Because chronologically, one happened before the other? Or because conceptually, there are two different realms. Suffix of guf and suffix of ta'arobis. How do we paskin? So the shachin taspa, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is obvious. Let's just make one little space here. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what if nodu shtei hasfekos biyachad? What if you only realize the sfeikos? I don't mean you only realize sfeikos. It doesn't matter when you realize it. It matters when the Jewish people realize, right? If some others you realize, that's the latest of something, even if he hasn't told you yet. But we, let's use the we, right? We, the public, the people. If we realize both sfeikos together, let's say this egg is sfeik treifa, gets mixed with other eggs, and we only realize that it's sfeik treifa after it's mixed with the other eggs.
not such a crazy case, right? You have an egg, you mix it with 100 other eggs, and then you check the hen and you find some stuff in trefa. Right, you find the trefa and you're just not sure how long it's been there. Then you only realize both of them together. According to the Derech de Beis Yosef, it would be mutter, because now that they're both the same time, they're mitzaref. According to the Derech of the Darkei Moshe Achronim, it would be usher, because no, fundamentally, there are two different types of stekos, so they're not mitzaref. How do we paskin about this? So we paskin like all the Achronim, that even if they were known to the same time, that's the first class fake stake of the Shach, if I'm not mistaken, is Samus Gimli says, even if you don't even realize the first suffix until it's really Mu'urav, and you realize both fakos at the same exact moment. Doesn't matter. Kigon, what's example? What I just said. Even though you don't know anything until they're both fakos in front of you. Nonetheless, Kim just on Garisha, also in a Torah, they'll have a fake faker. It's not a fake faker. Okay, I mean, he's adding to our mother, we're about to read. It's not a fake faker. They're just not mitzaref. That's the way we paskin. They're just not mitzaref. They'll be with the time, just the conceptual difference between these fakers. However, there are mods. Another point? Yes, no.
Yeah, just a point of clarification. In terms of the EOC's conceptualization, it's similar to the case of Shrei Shvilim, that like, you can't have one, you can't have, like, two separate stuff. You know, like in a case where you can have them both, so you can, sorry. But if you ask them at different times, so that it's not possible.
It is similar to it is similar. I wouldn't say the exact same thing. A, here it's more make ultimate sarif them, here it's more machine sarif them. And here it depends on what we know, and here it depends on what we're asked. But it is similar in terms of the way in which when we approach things, one question or two questions affect the sum. So I'd say it's a yay parallel. But, you know, it's a different application. Okay, Rama adds one caveat. V'yesh omer ha-tam, the usher. Some will say the reason it's usher. Ho ba-suffik u-isser da-raisa u-nuchalom or o-suffik shenkan isser. Since the suffik begof is an isser da-raisa. Suffik da-raisa l-homer. And we can't say another suffik that there's no isser. Meaning, what do you mean suffik? Maybe there's no isser. Suffik begof. Suffik parovitz. There is an isser. We just don't know which it is. Suffik begof. Maybe there's no isser. We don't have a second suffik begof. Lomikri seksveka ve-usser. Not called seksveka usser. I must admit, when the Rama says Yesh Omer HaTam, he's not really giving much of a Tam here. Like, he hasn't actually explained, like, based on common sense logic, what we know, you know, from the bare bones background of Koros, what the Svar for this is. He seems to be more giving a Hachra. The Shach in Samach Beis has three different opinions that what the Mechaber thinks about the factor of the Raisa Rabbanu, which the Mechaber hadn't mentioned here. Okay, he has three opinions. The simple shot is that, I think like the first day of the shot, that the Mechaber doesn't distinguish whether there's no Raisa or Rabbanan. That's a simple shot, although he has three days. That's a simple shot. Mechaber says nothing about the Raisa or Rabbanan. The Rama is just adding a... the Rama is just adding a caveat here. The Ramah's adding a caveat here. He's saying that it's only if the first was a Safik Daraisa. If it started as a Safik Darabonan, then we can be Mekel. The Shach seems to endorse this Ramah. The Taz, you have to flip a lot of pages to find the next Taz, in Yudalid, disagrees with this Ramah. He says, no, being a Raisa being Darabonan, he seems to go back to the Shach of the Mechaber. So let's just add Rama to the board here. Let's give Rama. Is Star says Rama Safek Echad the Guf. Oh, I don't know. Write so much. Let's write the Rama a little bit kitzer. Says the Rama, bid to Oraisa, it's Aser. Bid to Rabbanan, it's Mutter. What does he mean? At first, the Suffolk be Guf, and it was an Ishtar Raisa, or Rechmil Chomra, even if then it's Arab, it'll be Aser. The first case with this is Rabbanan. Now, usually, Ishtar Rabbanan, Suffolk be Guf is the Kula, but it's some case of Ishtar Rabbanan where the Suffolk be Guf is the Chomra. Five different examples. Then, if there's also a Tarobes, we can be we make them. Halacha l'maisa, do we hold like this Rama or not? The Shach holds like the Rama. The Taz denies the Rama, and the Pshat of the Mechaber denies the Rama, just says across the board. Halacha l'maisa, not so clear, although it seems that there's room to rely on the Rama. Pashtus is the Rama and the Shach, but it certainly is not without controversy. The Rama continues. There are two stakos, whether there's an issue in the first place. That's what we mean by Safik Gov. Not Safik, which pieces were Safik, whether the pieces also are mutter. In the first place. The notice is Safik Yachin, you realize them both at the same time. Matirin, Safik Safik Chol Malkum Med. Safik Safik is always mutter, as long as it's known at the same time. Afilu Mishra Raisin Gubashol Isser, even the actual body of Mishra Raisa. Afilu Yatz Hoylo Cheskas Isser, says there are, even if there's Cheskas Isser. There's Cheskas Isser, and then there's a Sfeik Sfeika B'gof. Which way? The Sfeik Sfeika of two Sfeikas B'gof, which were Meika, or Cheskas Isser, says Rama Sfeik Sfeika beats Cheskas Isser. Okay, this is controversial. They will review this when we go to call Sfeik Sfeika. Or maybe we'll review it now. Can you go, oh, what's this example? Sheba Cheskas Isser Omeid.
Who's our
side photographer? Okay, here. The instructions are, first of all, you want to get the screen to be as close as possible to the board.
Oh,
you don't want a lot of white space around.
Well,
and you want to have an angle where you don't see it glare.
Was that not good last time?
You were amazing and great last time, but there's always room to go even higher and have less tons of white space around. You don't actually have to, nowadays, physically move closer to the board. You can use the board more like this. If I know that, then I'll look over at you.
Funzara
know that. The Funzara Agra, but there's also room for, doing things the efficient way. It's an interesting question. How do you balance the Funzara Agra with just doing things efficiently? Pashtus, the answer is that you should do things efficiently and then just do more, and you'll have the Funzara Agra. That's a simple shot, but that's not our circuit right now. Let's get back to Siman Kuf Yud.
On Wednesday.
Let's get back to Siman Kuf Yud. Sif Tes. What about Sfeik Sfeika versus Cheskas Isser? We're talking about a guf, the good kind of Sfeik Sfeika that everyone agrees works. Two Sfeikas but guf. Let's remind ourselves of cases of two Sfeikas that guf that work. Sula's not Tes, right? The woman was not Sula. Sfeik, this incident with the man happened before Abramson. So it's totally fine. It's me. I'm not saying whether they should have done it, but it doesn't affect their marriage at all. Something with it happening after Abramson, even after Abramson, something for Ratzon, in which case she has to be divorced. Something for Onus, it wasn't anyone's fault, it wasn't her fault, rather. And it's Mutter, or the case we mentioned from Hilchos Yontif. Something the egg was laid something the egg was laid today in Mutter or not, or something fell off the tree in Mutter or not, and something with the Hilchos Yontif or not, it's only after Shane, it's only something Yontif, etc. What if it's against Cheskas Isser? What's the example? Don't oaf Shibachet. Here we need a little strength that. Oaf Shibachet Cheskas Isser, homemade. An oaf. Every animal is Cheskas Isser when it's alive. Why is every animal Cheskas Isser when it's alive? Because this is a trick question. It's a famous machlokes. It's a Tosos. It makes it in other places. Simple shots because of Eber Menachai. But Tosos Machadish. Maybe there's an Isser Asay called Inus Lucha that it's not shechted. But either way, that's not relevant for our topic right now. So it's called Eber Menachai. It's the Cheskas Isser. Then you shecht it. But now you think it became kosher. Then what happens? The nishma gapo, its wing, right, was broken or dislocated. And what's the chashash? If you shecht an animal and you found its wing was broken or dislocated, your mesopic, it might have punctured the lungs. Because it's right here in the lungs. And normally, of course, it doesn't puncture the lungs. Otherwise, how would birds live? But if it gets broken or dislocated, which is a rare occurrence, it could puncture the lung. So then it's a chash. So says the Rama, something in Chaim Alachar Shkita, something you shechted and right away noticed. You notice now the assembly line 15 minutes later. In the assembly line, it got pummeled a lot. So maybe it was broken when it was alive, or maybe it was only broken after it died, right? Anything happens after it dies, not going to make a trade for it, right? Chop it for pieces after it dies. It's only trade for us because it was injured before you shechted it, obviously. So you're not sure if the wing broke when it was alive, which is a problem, or after a shechita, which is no problem. There's a limit chayim, will not go red. Even if the wing broke while it was alive, maybe it didn't puncture the lung. Sfeik Sfeika, Yesh Lahat, to be called Sfeik Sfeika, it's Mutter, because of the Sfeik Sfeika, even against Cheskas Isser, says the Rama.
And Rama continues. Sorry. Two chidushim.
Even if you could check, there's a bedika for the law you could do. No, you don't even have to check. Two chidushim about Sveit Sveika, according to the Rama. Rama Sof Sef Tes. Right, Rama. Semen Kof Yud. Sof Sef Tes. What does he say? Sveit Sveika versus Peskas Isser, says the Rama Motor. Second thing he says, Sveik Sveika, hey, thought the extra Lavarer, you could double check, says the Rama, Ein Soref Lavarer, even though usually you have to check things, right? If you have a rove, right? Those of you who are morning say you're probably mentioned once or twice. Yeah, you can't just say rove is Motor is Motor. You have to check if you can. If you have suffering to Rabbana, you can't just say suffering really cool. You have to check if you can, etc., etc. Sveik Sveika, you don't even have to check. Simple shot is like the Rav says, Sveik Sveika is not even a legis ha-suffing. You don't have a legis ha-suffing. You have no question at all. Says the Rav, the point of Sveik Sveika is not that it's a way to be makel on the suffing. It's not even called a suffing. You don't even have to be a suffing at all. Therefore, there's no need to check. Those are the two kulas of the Ramah here. Do we agree with these two kulas of the Ramah? This is discussed by the
why is it not called the something? Me and a month say which is a less percentage you to check.
So the Rav, we discussed this already? Like why Sveik is much in the first place? The Prima Gadol? Okay, let's just back up for a second, and then I'll tell you the answer. Well, this is a nice one. Yesh la'ayim. Why is Sveik Sveika Mutter in the first place? Right? Sveik Sveika is Mutter. What is this for? The Prima Gadol says, my folks will show. Neither Rishon says the Prima Gadol folks will say. They just both say things that hint at this, right? So he says the following machlokes: the Prima Gadol al pi the Rashba. Well, let's say the Das Rashba. There's a Rashba who says Sveik Sveika is better than Rove. It's at least as good as Rove. So the Prima Gadol understands him to be saying it's me than Rove. How is it a Rove? You don't know exact numbers here. The Schweitzer points out, if you know exact numbers, this suffix is 50-50. This suffix is 50-50. Then you know the odds of a heter is 75-25. That's a rove. But that's not usually the case in Sveik Sveika. Go back to Ksumos. You don't know the odds of that you slept with a man before Kiddushin or after Kiddushin. And the Gemara doesn't say you statistically start counting how many days she was alive before and after, etc. And you don't know the odds of Omos and Ratzon. You don't have to statistically go through. I don't know how you do this statistically. But every time there was ever any intercourse between a man and a woman, or, you know, a man and a married woman, and how many times are one is, how many times are runs up. And, I mean, even that statistically, you know, it's very hard. Statistics are very complex. Because what's the sample space? You know, any intercourse in the world between a married woman and some other man, in this town, in this type of person, this level of front type, this level of, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, this level of policing in the city, I mean, it's impossible to know. What the point is, we have two sveikas, which we don't know any numbers about. Therefore, we call it a Sveik Sveika. But so says the Prima Gadol, no, it doesn't mean we didn't rove when we actually know the odds. Rove Stuttered. Okay, I hope I can just skip a step here, and, you know, if you're good at logical, follow this. But what is a classic Sveik Sveika? Classic Sveik Sveika. Suffolk 1, you know, Mutter Usser. Suffolk 2, Mutter Usser. How does it work out? If Suffolk 2, 1 is Mutter, then it's Mutter. Suffolk 1 is Usser, then still, if Suffolk 2 is Mutter, it's Mutter. And if you look, there are four possible boxes. Slotted means boxes. It could be there are three boxes which make it Mutter. Suffolk 1 was the Kula, and Suffolk 2 was the Kula. Suffolk 1 was the Kula, Suffolk 2 was the Chumra. Suffolk 1 Lechomer, Suffolk 2 Lekula, and only one toolbox that makes it usher.
If both Spacos are looking for
it. Right, it's like trying to multiply and get an odd number or something. Now, that's what the Pythagoreans wrote studied. We don't know the odds. We have no idea what the numbers are in odds and statistics. But we know there are four boxes, and three of them are Mutter, one of them is Usser. That's called Rove Stunted. That's the Prima Gunner. That's his shot. His first shot in Why Space Fake is Mutter. The Das HaRambam, he says a second shot. He says, it's Midin Sufek Durabanan Lekula. How does this work? Because what's the famous sheet of the Rambam? Almost infamous. Safi Doraisa is only the Chumra and Yerbana, right? This is a folks we've shown in the Rasp and the Ran and others in other places in Shas. Say, no, Safi Doraisa and Chumra is a Torah. Safi Doraisa is the Chumra and Yerbana. What's, of course, their best proof that Safi Doraisa is the Chumra and Torah? Does the Torah ever say Safi Doraisa is Usher? One place, where? Obviously, the Torah doesn't say this at what? That's a very unique, specific case with special chalos. Does the Torah ever say that if someone does a suffix yisur d'oraisa, that's an avira? Asher tala. The whole point of asher tala is if you do a suffix yisur d'oraisa, you have to bring a karban. If it's mutar, you have to bring a karban. Obviously, it's asher. Right? So that's a classic proof that suffix d'oraisa is chumra midoraisa. The Rambam holds no suffix d'oraisa is only l'chumra, it's only xerid rabana. Midoraisa is l'kula. Okay, how does he get out of asher tala? Okay, there are two answers, but they're not for now. So what's the svara? The svara is lishitase suffik d'oraisa equals an iser d'rabanan. So the suffik d'oraisa only comes with d'rabanan. So then, right? Remember in math, you could like multiply both by the same thing. Suffik d'oraisa, right? Suffik d'oraisa, right? I don't remember math, I'm very math today, I don't know why. Right? Like if you have two sides of an equation, they're equal to each other. If you multiply them both by x, they're still equal to each other. So a suffix of d'oraisa is a suffix iser d'rabanan. And therefore l'kula, a d'oraisa is also d'oraisa, a suffix d'oraisa is also d'rabanan, a suffix d'oraisa, space fake d'oraisa, is only suffix is d'rabanan, so it's l'kula. The Rav said they're both wrong. Says the Rav, says the Rashba never says, and the Rama never says. You've got to assume this is what these Rishonim hold. It could be, but not neither of them say it explicitly. Says the Rav a different shot. This is a fancy Rav shot. He says, most rules we have are, how do we machmir a suffix? You have a suffix, then you machmir the suffix. Through Rove, through Chazaka, through, lots of ways to machmir a sphagos. Says, the Chapas sphagos is that, it's considered not even a suffix in the first place. Like a rover, the meat is not mutsu. Maybe an alien came and put milk in your toilet. Forget about an alien. You know, maybe someone broke into your house, poured meat in your milk in your toilet, and left. It's not a suffix that we're machriya lahakel because of various halakhic rules. It's not even related to a suffix. That's not a question. Halakhically, that's not even a valid question. If you ask me, maybe some broken cats would meat in your toilet, milk in your toilet. I don't have to answer by being not real. I answer by saying that's not a latest asafik. Says the Rav, not in terms of the odds. Not so much the odds. We don't know what the statistics are. Says the Rav like this. He says, if you ask one question, it might be usher or mutter, that's a latest asafik. If you have to ask two questions to get a possible isser, then you don't really have a question. Whenever you have to ask two questions, that means you don't really have a question. If you had a question, you'd be able to ask this one question. If you have to go two steps to find the possibility of Isser, then everything's also if you come up with two creative steps. That's not considered related to something. That's the finish of the rub. The finish of the rub is that there's no Leidas HaSafik, and therefore you don't need one of these rules for Yahweh. There's no Leidas HaSafik in the first place. The Nafkaminas are obvious. The Yeshua asks the question, Tosos holds, you could be Motzi Mamon based on a fake Sfeika. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, and Daf Tes, I think it is, in Daf Yod, I think Daf Tes, in Sudas, asks, how can you be Motzi Mamon? Can't be Motzi Mamon based on Safa Yerabana Begula, can't be Motzi Mamon based on Rove, ain't Motzi Mamon al Pirov, right? Ain't Holtham Mamon achar Rove, technically. So how can you be Motzi Mamon based on a Sfeik Sfeika? The Rove says, how should I be Motzi Mamon based on a Sfeik Sfeika? Because there's a Sfeik Sfeika is a Vada. my wings are suffering. And therefore, you can use more based on a vadai. The other question that we dealt with is, what about the Rishish Matirid? Our folks are showing, can you rely on the same thing from the Rishish Matirid? So if it's something about a kula vada, not. If it's a rove, unclear, sometimes a rove, maybe you can, sometimes maybe not. Part of the rove is a vadai. Of course, you can rely on a vada in the Rishish Matirid. That also affects this Cheskes Isser. Do we say something about the kula against Cheskes Isser? No. Rove? Yes. Vadai? For sure. Efshelavar. Do you have to try to be a varer? If you're a rove, you have to try to be a varer. If you're a subject around the clue, you have to try to be a varer. Why don't you have to try to be a varer among the six vega? It only works according to the rove. So if you just ask some nafkaminas, here are some nafkaminas. What about, for example, what were the nafkaminas I just said? Lehot simon, machlokes being tosfos versus the Yeshua who reinterprets tosfos. Right? According to A and B. No. According to the Rav, yes. And this is Tosfos, and this is the Bnei Yeshua. Look it up in Ksubas if you have time. How about Dover? She Yesh L'Matirin. According to the Tzadus Andru and Lekula, it should be Osir. According to Rav, Yesh L'Ayim. Remember, we saw a debate in the Prisley Chuba in the beginning of Bays, whether you go by Rav Studim, or call the person who wrote first, but you don't use L'Matirin. According to the Rav's Pashtunis Mutter. And let's get into our things. What about Cheskes Isser? Right? According to the Prima Donna and the Rambam, it should be Osir. You can't say Savior Ron Lakula against Cheskes Isser. Obviously, Savior Ron is Osir Mokum Cheskes Isser. But if you say it's a Rav, we normally assume Rav means Chazaka, and certainly according to the Rav, it would be Mutter. And another Nafkamina could be, what about Efshur Levar? If you say it's a Rav, 3-1 Rav, 75% Rav, of course you have to be a Var. Some of your one, of course, you have to be a varer. According to A and B, pashut that you have to be a varer. According to the Rav, ain't sort of the varer, in which case we can prove that there are not here holds like the Rav's lotus, that you don't even have to be a varer, which would fit him being makel cheskes esser, which would fit him being makel on Dabar Sheish Matirin, at least in a real space sake of Goth word the Shach, or maybe in all space sake as you just read him naively. Right? It seems the Rav has big riots for him, even though he's, again, a very, very famous Yeshiva Shem, Prima Gata, and this in the Valley, this Prima Gata, very famous. Agav is Rav Shimon, in the Shari Moshe, who seems to be saying the same thing to the Rav, but I'm always unsuccessful at figuring out for sure what we should be saying. It's for sure to me. And if I disagree with him, Kassar would also probably be in me, but Yesh L'Ayin, if I don't know what he's saying, Kassar is for sure in me. I think he holds the same thing to the Rav, I just am never sure what he means.
Why does the Rav not...
Other Yeshua means Rav Shimon Shkab.
Why is the Rav not saying something to
the Rav? Why is he mastering something else? Because he holds that it's not even a stink in the first place, because probably because it's not the stuff. Even because that makes stars be a space faker, so it's just not a space faker. So that's a great question. That's what he didn't explain. It could be just a matter of machrona. He knows it's machlokas, so in the rices he's machir, or in drabanas, he is minekel, or it could be more like this. In the rices, he holds that a suffix oris machumra is more of an established isser, that now you can't be sarred to something else. When there's a case of suffix drabana machumra, which is a rare case, then it's more beginner, meaning Savior Banuchomer is more beginner something, Savior Derisa Luchomer is more beginner Vadia. Maybe that's his far, which would be a big one. This, but I admit, I haven't fully explained his far. Okay, Halacha L'maaseh, how do we paskin these last two Ramas? How do we paskin about this, these last two Ramas? Here, the Shach in Klal Kolisek Sveika, Chav Zion. And Chavtes is basically is the main person who discusses this. He quotes the Masas Binyamin, who says Asar. And the Shach makes a Hachra. He says it depends what kind of Chazaka. Remember the case in Arma? It was the Cheskes Isser. No, you're right. Pashas mentioned why it was the Cheskes Isser? Because it was the bird with the broken wing. Cheskes Isser, because it was? Didn't you tell me? Now, what's our suffix? Our suffix is whether the wing was broken, was alive, and if so, whether it punctured the lung, whether it's also because of? use the Ibn Achai, is that substantively relevant to whether it's Treifa? It used to be Ibn Achai, Cheskes Isser, now we're not sure if it's Treifa. No, it's technically a Cheskes Isser, but it's not actually relevant to the Sufik. That's the famous sugya called whether Machzikina Ne'isser Le'isser or not. What if, however, now you're never going to have a case where it was Becheskas Treifa, but what if you had a case where it was Becheskas, I don't remember his exact case. Okay. Becheskas Enozmucha, let's say, Becheskas Unshechted. You have a Sphinx stake or whether it's Shechted or not. Now you might say it's relevant. What if some Becheskas Tevel, Sphinx stake or whether it's Afrosh or not? That might be relevant. Meaning, says the Shechted that depends on the relationship between the Chazaka and the space faker. If the Chazaka is relevant to the Spakos, then he agrees with the Masas Binyamin based on the Rafa that it's Usher. If it would be the Cheskes Ibn Menachai, and you have a Sphinx faker to say it's not Ibn Menachai, then we say, no, the Chazaka wins. Why? Because in that case, probably the Chazak. Okay. Many ways to say the longest why. Let's finish the shot. It says, if you have, like the case in the Ramah, Chazaka is not relevant to the Sphakos. It's just that it has a Cheskes Isser because it's something else, like Avram and Achai. Then it is Mutter. It says, the Ramah is right. But it's not across the board. It depends. If it's Cheskes Isser, Avram and Achai, and Sophik, Sphakos, of Trifos, then it's mutter. Space sake of Trefos beats the Cheskes Ibn Menachai. Because what? It's for sure not Ibn Menachai. Cheskes Ibn Menachai is not substantive development. It's for sure dead. We just don't know if it's Trefa. That's all. However, if it would be the Cheskas in Azmucha, if you assume there's an Isser Raisa called Unshechted, and now we're so familiar with Shechted, that's more relevant. It's Osir. What's the smart of the shot? It's not clear. It could just be the Sphinx of Chazaka. When the Chazaka is relevant to the Isur we're talking about, it's more of a beaver. Like, we really believe that it's Usur. And that means space data. When the Chazaka is about a different Isur, that's more of just a Harabi Alma, just the status quo that we keep all those being equal, but space data is not all those being equal. It could also be that when the Chazaka is relevant to the Sphakos, it separates the two Sphakos, and the Chazaka is not here one Sphak and then the other. When the Chazaka is about something else, it doesn't directly deal with the Sphakos. It just deals with the end result. The end result, you have two Sphakos against the Chazaka. Then that's this case where it's a customer.
No, I mean, here you might be in a high. In a case where the Chazaka remained, but you also have to think of it as a different Isser.
No, there's no such case.
It wouldn't happen.
Yeah, if you think of it logically, that's an impossible case.
That would just go in here.
Yeah. Okay. How about the second case about Efshur Lid Varir? Here, it's also a big machlokas. Says Ramah is Al-Pi Rishonei Ashkenaz. However, the Rashba, quoted in the Shach, says Sarek Levarer. The Rashba says you have to try to Levarer if you can. And the Shach Sakhra in Lamed Hay is, I should put the Sivkat numbers in the Shach. Chaf Zayin, Shach, Chaf Es, Shach, Lamed Hey. The Shach himself makes a bit of a compromise. this is also in the same Lamed Hey. Says the Shach, he makes his Hachra, Lachar, we don't like the Shach. That's the Pashup Shach. And Yachal Levarer, Bekalos, we have said, if you wouldn't ruin anything by Mavarer. It's easy. Then you should be Mavarer. Meaning he's basically making like the Ramah, but if it's easy, then you should be Machmir. He's Machmir a little like the Rashba. Okay. Yud is, we heard this before. It's one of these things that came up at the tangent in some real life case that was mentioned by the Rishonim, but it's not new conceptually with Kof Yud. Just remember you had a case where you mix up, you don't know which animal is trafe. You find a pile of lungs and one of them is trafe. You might think you're going back to the humor seven. I know one animal is trafe, you don't know which it is. The big pieces, small pieces. But Amar Abodik, the guy who's in charge of the Dika Sarea, show you, they have also Sirka. He knew the adhesion which made the lung trafe. Vishgog and Sarva also retrieve me that shares the house of accessory for the other no mixture of the actual sheep. I thought some tar. This is just an immodest question. They shechted in the Schlachthaus 100 sheep, and there's a pile of lungs, and you find one of the lungs is treif. You go to the boat, they just say, you missed the treif in the lung. Well, now the whole place is treif. So the Tarov's Chatim in this commentary says, no, I noticed that treif in the lung. I actually threw that whole sheep out and gave it to the Goyim, and I gave that lung to the Goyim also, and it must be that I gave the sheep to like one Goyim, but the lung in the other corner for the other Goyim fell in with the other lungs. Like, basically, he's made it. The treif lung got mixed with the other lungs, but he's sure the rest of the treif animal is not mixed with the other animals. Do we believe him, or do we suspect him that he's trying to save himself after messing up? Because after all, the temptation, we don't understand. The answer is we believe him. And this is just a question of Adef, and then when we surah it, has nothing to do with us. Us. Okay, if everyone has the handout that I gave you, we don't really have time to properly learn the Shach's Polish Fake Sveika. They're very long. I just want to mention very, very briefly, I'm not even going to read everything that's happening. If they can help, I'll talk to you about it as much as you want forever. But I just want to show the basic structure of the Polish Fake Sveika. Okay, the first 10 Polish Fake Sveika are about the idea that when the two Sveikos are too separate from each other, remember we said that was both Hesberim in Gofen Tarovas, when the two Sveikos are too separate from each other, then they're not mitzaref to a fake sveika. They're just two separate sveikos, and you pass them each one l'chumra. If you have one suffik, one suffik, one suffik l'chumra, one suffik l'chumra, only when they come together to be fake sveika are they l'chumra. What are examples when they're separated? Aleph, suffik, gof, suffik, and tarobis are separated. They're amon, and that's, remember, we had on the board, even if you realize them at the same time, if one is gof, one is tarobis, they're separated. Okay, the Ramah and the Shach are makel if it's only Nisr Rabbanan. The Taz is Machmer even on Nisr Rabbanan. The Beis Yosef, as we saw, was makel if there was the idea of what happened at the same time. And the Shach, actually, even though he rejected Beis Yosef, says, for Hefzim Reuben, Sudas Mitzvah, if you eat two at a time, then he's willing to be somewhat on that Beis Yosef. That's Aleph. Two, a second example of a lack of Tzeref is two Sveikos and two Gufim. Shnei Gufim Shnei Yon. That's a weird case. You have an animal that laid an egg. And you're suffering of that. Not an animal. A bird, right? Only one type of animal. A hen lays an egg, right? If your sheep lays an egg, then you have bigger problems. You have a hen that lays an egg. You're not sure if the hen is treif or not. And even if the hen is treif, you're not sure if this egg was already completed before it became treif or not. So you have one suffix about when the hen is treif, one suffix about whether at the moment that it became treif, the egg was part of the hen or not. One suffix in the hen, one suffix in the egg. Since they're two sveikos about two different things, they're not mitzaref. And then it goes into a lot of details about this, which we're not going to go into now. In my,
I think I missed it. What is this? This is probably space.
Okay,
this is a.
If you look in the shot, you're starting to cut in some gimel. What he does is he keeps it as like a running commentary on the Ramah, but not really much. Like two or three times, he has a cut in the start of the Ramah. But he basically does this. Here are the rules of Sveik Sveika. And he gives you, what did I have for 36? 36 rules of Sveik Sveika. And then when he finishes the 36 rules of Sveik Sveika, just in case you were bored, he says, now I'm going to hazard the 36 rules of Sveik Sveika. Interestingly, just like Torah of Isaac, he sometimes throws in, not new longness, but new half-throws, Lamaisa, in this kitzer that were not in the original ones. And then he repeats the 36 Kholi Sveik Sveika, a little more of a kitzer. That's what's called the false Kholi Sveik Shach, Kholi Sveik Sveika. This is like a famous thing in the Shiva Shevelt. It's like the Mount Everest of the Judea to learn the Shach Kholi Sveik Sveika. So this is basically a summary of the Shach Kholi Sveik Sveika. I'm not claiming you can read this and totally understand what the Shach says, because I am claiming that if you read this and then read the Shach and then read this again, it will help you get clarity even when it might have been difficult to get clarity. And if you read the Shach's Kol Yisrael and then read this for Chazar, you'll understand. Anyway, Kitzer, what I'm claiming is I split them up. The Roman numerals are my own division. First case, there were six figures puzzle, because they're two separate. Gof and Tarovis. Fake is about two different objects. And the italics at the end, what did the Ramah say? The Ramah says, two sveikos b'guf are okay if there are no dust simultaneously. Implying, even two sveikos b'guf, if you realize one on Monday and realize the other one on Tuesday, they're not mitzaref. Right? So that's the Ramah. The Ramah says you pass in one and then discover the second, they're not Mitzari. And then Taz disagrees and says, no, any Shnei Sfeikas Beguf are Mitzari because halachically they're considered to occur at the same time. Okay, Roman numeral 2. That's the first 10 Kol Ish Sfeika. The next 5 Kol Ish Sfeika are the opposite problem, because Sfeika is a tightrope for both sides. If the two Sfeikas are two separate, then they're not a Sfeika. They're one Sfeik, which is Lachomer, and another Sfeik is Lachomer. If the two Sfeikas are too unified, they're also not a Sfeika. Then they're the same Sfeik, right? I mean, otherwise it gets ridiculous, right? Every time milk falls into my cholent, I say, maybe the milk was less than 100th of the cholent. Even if it was more than 100th of the cholent, maybe it was less than 60th of the cholent. So Sfeik it's mutter. That's obviously silly. Because, like, not every time you say it in two sentences makes it Sfeik. That's just one suffix, more or less than 60th. Right? So to be a Sfeik, it has to be two different things. That's a type of, can't be two separate things, because then there are two separate Sfeikos. But it can't be all one thing, so there's only one suffix that you said in two sentences. It has to be separate enough to be two Sfeikos, but connected enough to be judged as Sfeik of Yachad. And what are examples of things that are two? These come from a lot of them come from Tosfos and Shuvas. Two close together, when they're really one suffix masquerading as two, that's my words. First example, the famous Tosfos, Sfeik of Shem Ephod. If both Sfeikos, that's your Aleph, are the same halachic category. Right, Tosfos said, for example, by the woman, why not say there's always a Sfeika? Maybe she's a Katana, maybe she's a Gdola, and if she was a Gdola, maybe it was Ba'onis. Right? Maybe she was under 12. So whatever happens to Ba'onis because she has no Das, maybe she was over 12 and it was an Onis. It's there for Sfeik, but it was Ba'onis. Tosfos says, no, because you're saying maybe it was Onis, maybe it was Onis. You can't have two Sfeikos because they're just different examples of the same halachic category. That's called Shein Echad. If both Sfeikos are Matrik, is the same halachic reason, that's not a valid Sfeik. That's not a valid Sfeika. They have to be for two different halachic reasons. However, he makes a big exception, which is why this exception is greater than the rule, I believe. That's your base. If the two Sfeikos are for the same halachic reason, but a different scope, one is matter more cases, one is matter less cases, then they count. There's two different Sfeikos, and you don't fall off the tightrope. And his example is, Stam kein la'andri yomanin. All the Rishonim say, Stam kein la'andri yomanin k'speik sveika. Maybe it hasn't been used for 24 hours, and even if it has been used for 24 hours, maybe it doesn't give a good taste to this particular dish. Isn't that a steak sveika? Maybe it wasn't used for 24 hours and gives a tam of gan. Maybe it was used in the last 24 hours, but it gives a tam of gan to this dish. Is that just the same suffix said twice? No, because one is saying maybe it's tam of gan for all foods, and one is saying maybe it's tam of gan for this food. It's a different scope. One is matter these many cases. One is matter this many cases. It counts as two Sfeikos, and it gives many practical ramifications. Yod Gimel, the second example of falling off the tightrope on the side of unity, is what's called Sfeik She'inim is happening. This is very subtle. Many are going to I venture to see most are going to disagree with Shach about that. That's what I put in parentheses. All the other Achronim either have their own Kol Ish Sfeika or have commentaries on the Shach Sfeika. They're really Eilid or Sof here. Sfeik Shemus Hapich means I can say maybe Sufik A, and if not, maybe Sufik B. If I start with Sufik B, I can't say Sufik A. Okay, that's the example. What's the example? You shecht with an animal, and then you find a pagam, a nick in the knife. If the pagam is there before Shita, then it's possible. If the pagam came after Shita, that's kosher. So you say Sfeik maybe it came, maybe. It can, and it's a case where you cut the spinal column, dug a little too deep. Maybe it was nicked on the spinal column, maybe it was nicked before the spinal column. Even it was nicked before the mafrekis, the spinal column. Maybe it was nicked at the end of the windpipe in the esophagus, after already the growth, when the shechita was over. Maybe it was nicked on the first 51%. So maybe it was nicked after the simanim, or on the last 49% of the simanim. Sfeik and looked. No, because I can't go the other way around. If I say, maybe it was nicked by the first 51% of the simanim, maybe by the last 49%. I can't then say, and if it was nicked by the first 51%, maybe it was on the spinal column. Like, if you can't say them in both orders, then you have no right to say in the order that makes it two sfeikos. You have to say in the order that makes it one sfeik. Then it's really one sfeik. Okay, and then he gets into a lot of details, which we're not going to get into now. Okay, again, this is just to whet your appetite. Let's go to the second page, rule number 3. which are 10-foot klalim, are really about Safek Rabban Lekula, which he brings up here, not about Sfeik Sveika. And Tes Zayin is very important. This comes up all the time. I've seen it in Nanadu Poskim in many, many cases. What if you have a case, you see these four boxes? We're on the Doraisa level to Sfeik Sveika. Right? Three boxes are Mutar Doraisa. I'm reading Tes Zayin. Right? Maybe it's Mutar, maybe Asur Rabbana. On Doraisa level, you have three boxes, Mutar, one Asur. On Rabbana level, you have two boxes, Mutar, and two Asur. Meaning 50% chance, not boxes, two boxes Mutar, one box Asur Rabbana, one box Asur Doraisa. Can you say, on the Doraisa level, three boxes are Mutar, Sfeik Sveika Lekula? And on the Rabbana level, two boxes are Mutar, 50-50, Safek Rabbana Lekula. Can you say, Sfeik Sveika Lekula and Safek Rabbana Lekula about the same thing? The answer is yes, we do that all the time in Halacha. If something has, maybe it's Mutar, or maybe it's Safek Isur Doraisa, Safek Isur Rabbana, we are major. Because on the Rabbana level, it's one Safek, and the Doraisa level, it's two Sveikos. Again, you can look at this from the top chart on page 2. Then he... Let me just mention some of the other very common things. Yud Zayin, he's a big fiddish. He divides his Sfeik Rabbanan in three types. A is when it itself might be an Isur Doraisa, like Venus Akum. Why is Venus Akum Usur? Because it might actually be a Hutraith and it might be Isur Doraisa. That's a very Chomer Isur Rabbanan, where in itself might be Isur Doraisa. I mean, the Xera is not what will happen next time. The Xera is this time it might be Traith. Even a suffix of that Isur Rabbanan is there. When do we say Isur Rabbanan is cool about type B? The Rabbanan asks you something because it might lead you next time to do an Isur Doraisa, like chicken and milk. It might lead you to have beef and milk. Then suffix Rabbanan is cool. So again, an Isur Rabbanan which might lead to an Isur Doraisa, suffix Lakula. That's B. But Isur Rabbanan which might be an Isur Doraisa, just it's probably not an Isur Doraisa. The Rabbanan Baruch Hu says that 20% of the time it could be an Isur Doraisa. Like Venus Akum, which could actually have treif in it, then even Safek Lechumra. And then number C is where it's just a Chumra bin Alma, like Basar Shem Salah bin Ayim, where there's really the chance of it being Asr are so small that we wouldn't worry about them. They just made a special Chumra, and how do we know it's a Chumra? It's a Chumra, because basically the Mar the post have to call it a Chumra. Then Safek of that is Lekula, and not only that, even if it gets mixed into Tarvavus, it's Lekula. Okay, the last thing I want to deal with is Yud Tes, the second line. Safek Doraisa is Galgal Drabanan. We mentioned that a few times, right? If it's a Safek that starts out as a Safek Drabanan, it's Lekula. What if something is Safek Doraisa, and then it goes down to the level Drabanan? Like, for example, a pot cooked Safek Treif, and then you wait 24 hours, and now it's only an Isur Drabanan of a pot Sheino Ben Yomo. Or a piece of meat is Safek Nevela, and then it gets mixed as a Chatir Rilis Kavi with three other pieces of meat. Now it's only a Isur Rabbanan of Chatir Rilis Kavi. We mentioned a million times that a Safek which is really Safek Doraisa, and then something happened which brings it down to level Rabbanan, is Lechumra. Because it was Paskin Lechumra when it was Doraisa, and we don't reevaluate that when it goes down to the level of Rabbanan. However, if you look at the italics after 19, I quoted the Biskei Tshuva here right now, you better remember to be eager. We have something that's very relevant. I mentioned this in the context of Motzi Butcher and other cases, that at least Malcolm Hefsa Ruba, if you know there's a Safek Doraisa, and then something happens that brings down to a Drabanan, it's Lechomer. So we've read Lechomer when it's Safek Doraisa. What if there's no later, no idea it's Safek until it's already Drabanan? You cook something in a pot, 25 hours later, you now find out it's Safek Nevela. By the way, you only find out it's already gone down to the level of Rabbana. Maybe then you can say Safek Rabbana Lekula. This comes up a lot in real life cases. And the other Achronim say that at least there's a Hatsuruba, there's room to be made. Okay, I'm going to skip a little because again, this is really homework assignment to the last page. Right? The fourth part, which is Kolim Chav Zayin through Lamed Beis, six Kolim, are about Sfeik Sveika versus Cheskes Isser. And basically, it's what we have on the board here. One other thing that he points out, what about three Sfeiks? Three Sveikos versus Cheskes Isser? The Masas Binyamin and the Tshach thinks three Sveikos will always be the Cheskes Isser, and the Taz is not. Okay, part V. Other rules of Sfeik Sveika. Basically, this is just miscellaneous, the last four Klalim. What are the last four Klalim? These are all controversial. Number one, what about a Sufik that's more likely to be Usher than Mutter? Is that Mitzarif to a Sfeik Sveika? Tshach says no, but some Achronim are Meiko. Number Lamed Dalet. What about a Sufik that's a Chesrin Yediyah? Remember, like, you could know the answer, but you haven't figured it out. Does that count towards a Sphinx Veta? We say no. What about Lamed Hay? That we already mentioned. Do you have to be a Varer? We put that on the board, but Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav is important. Says the Shas of Lamed Vav. I'll even read you Lamed Vav. Klal Lamed Vav. Right? This is very relevant to you and your lives as rabbis. Says the Shach and Lamed Vav. I'll just read from the Keter. DNA Sphinx Veta, in case you weren't convinced yet, Amukim Urechavin Mineyam. They're really deep and really hard. There's a whole different case that seems similar, but different. Sometimes there's some small differences make a difference to Yisrael and Heter. Therefore, nowadays, we should never make a new Sphinx Veta or use our own logic to make a Sphinx Veta. We make one anything unless it's before some post. If you find a case in the post, great. Don't use the, what do they say, don't try this at home? Don't use fake steak on your own because it's too hard, says the shop. It doesn't have the exact case. It can be the equivalent case in all ways. If it's dome and mamish, but you can't make up a new steak steak, it's just too hard. Or there are many other sudden lahatter, and even then you can grow to eon. Okay. Says the shop, don't try this at home. Never make up your own steak steak. The Maisa, I put it in italics here, the Torah Sashlamin, and many others, our Torah Shlomo is on this page, is he not? Yes. Disagree, and the Maisa, all the other opponents disagree, and say if you're a big Talmud Chacham, and you're Ma'ayel a lot, and you work super hard, you can even make up a new Sphinx Veta. But so we don't hold like the Shach. But we do hold like the Shach, if you're, for us, we're not such a big Golem. If you're not a Golem, you can't make up a Sphinx Veta. The Shach thinks no one can make up a Sphinx Veta anymore. We don't agree with him. No, a real big Talmud Chacham can make up a new Sphinx Veta. But a regular Talmud Chacham can't make up a new Sphinx Veta unless it's equivalent to a case he finds in the postgame. So Allah said, for us, don't make up a new Sphinx Veta unless you see that it's the equivalent of a case you find in the postgame. But if you ask a big Talmud Chacham, he can make up a new Sphinx Veta.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what qualifies as a big Talmud Chacham? Like, I recently saw the Sefer, but sort of there's a Posse, like a modern Posse, and he made up his own Sphinx Veta.
He's a modern Posse. Yeah, what do you mean a big Talmud Chacham? A big Talmud Chacham means like someone who, you know, people from, you know, all over call the Shaymas. That's a big Talmud Chacham. You know, there are people who, someone calls from far away as a Shaymas because they heard this guy's a big Talmud Chacham. Hey, that's a big Talmud Chacham. Or someone who has smicha is not, that doesn't make him a big Talmud Chacham.
How far are they going to get home?
Or what's
he there?
Or what's that group?
About as far away as you can, but I'm still a little afraid to make up my own Sphinx Veta.
Okay. I just, on the bottom here, I brought up, I know the hour is already late because we have more to do, but the Prima Godim has additional Kolei Sphinx Veta. The Prima Godim here simply says, here are added Kolei Sphinx Veta that I collected from all the different acronyms rules of Sphinx Veta. And I just point out some issues that he dealt with. Number one, what about Sphinx Vetas that are like a tart to the saucer, right? According to this suffing, this would be mutter. According to that suffing, this would be mutter. They can't both be mutter. Okay, deal with that. I'm not going to say what the cost is. Or, this is the big issue. He deals with this around Gimel. How do machlokas haposkims tie into here? Like, all we can deal with sphinx and mitzias. We don't know what the mitzias is. What about a suffing the din? Does one suffing the din plus, maybe this is the case that's a machlokas, you know, or motion or shlomo zalman, maybe it isn't. And even if the case of folks who are Moshe or Shlomo Zalman, maybe we're making like Moshe. Does that count as a Sphinx Veta? Or what if two Sphinxes been dead? We all know the Mitzias, but there are two Machlokas Haposkim. You know, maybe we hold like the Shach, and even if we hold like the Taz, then maybe we hold like the Pichadosh against the Chochma Zalman, etc. Does that count? Or what about when it comes to Sphinxes been dead? What if there are not an equal number of Poskim on both sides? Does that count as a Suffolk, or does that count as Paskin one way? What if there are not equally great people on each side? What if you're Sfardi and the Machlokas Mechaber Ramat? That counts as a Suffolk? Or no, only the Mechaber counts. What if you're Ashkenazi? Does it count as a Suffolk or only the Ramat counts? These are all controversial. Okay, and Dalit deals with whether Teku counts towards the Sphinx Veta or any Bayadil Ishita. In Hey, he counts, he deals with, do you have to charge me a virus Suffolk or over the Kula? We generally ask him yes. Zion, he says, can you Lechafila create a situation which will be a Suffolk or Rabban or Sphinx Veta, or only if it happens, then you pass it? Okay, these are some outlines. I want to end with one point. which is the big finisher of Ovadia. Kayadua. Again, this is my title for Ovadia, but I think I'm right. Rav Ovadia is the most meek person you will ever meet. Unfortunately, you will not have the pleasure of meeting him, if you hadn't already a while ago. I'm not sure if I ever met him. I'm not sure if counts as meeting. I saw him, like I listened to him. Shook his hand, kissed his hand, and schmoozed with him. But Rav Ovadia is super, super meek. Okay, Amulek comes from certain Ashkafa, etc. Rav Ovadia is, in my opinion, about as meekle as you can get without being crow. And about as meekle as you can get out of goggles. And you can be much more meekle out of chromite, that's for sure. That's no coincidence. It's no coincidence to be meekle out of, not having, whatever. But as meekle as you can get out of goggles in the Torah, I think Rav Ovadia wins the award. Okay. Why is he so meekle? So obviously it comes from Ashkafa, I wanted to deal with this, but in this strictly halachic sense, I found that most of the clues of Rav Ovadia come from the same Yesod Shita. If you look at the bottom of the sheet, I quoted two Rav Ovadia's, Karnoda, Shemeskanis, Harbi, Achron, Davina, Sveik, Sveika. Most of the big clues of Rav Ovadia are from Sveik, Sveika, because he has certain Shita and probably Sveik, Sveika, having nothing to do with the Shach. Because all these clues, Sveik, Sveika, Sufim, Yugov, Sufim, Paroves, have nothing to do with most cases that happen in real life. Most cases that happen in real life, you know what the Metzius is, but you don't know what the din is, right? There's almost everything in Halacha, there's 100 Machlokas Shonim Achronim. Now, what are you doing? There's 100 Machlokas Shonim Achronim. It says, the Shach, the Rav Ovadia, for Nodish, Maskonis, Harbi Achronim, Davina, Sveik, Sveika, Achim, Shol, Echim, Shia, Sveik, Negad, Achoran. He says, it's a big Machlokas, you can make a Sveik, Sveika, even if one of the Sveikos is against the Machaber. Machaber's Machmer, Ramah's Sveiko. That counts as something. Even if both Sveikos, the Machaber's Machmer and the Ramah, or someone else's Mekel, that counts as two Sveikos. So even though the Machaber's Mekel are both Shaimas, if someone else's Mekel counts as Sveik, take it even for Smart. Big Kiddush of Rav Ovadia. Moshikasa, the Biziyat tribe, Shigat, the Omer, Tedek Aleph. The Gan of Rav Zivchit Tzedek. Who did he really get all this from? He really got it from the Zivchit Tzedek. There's a big post like in Baghdad in the generation for Rav Ovadia, Rav Ovadia Sobek. What? I mean, it's yeah, but I just said that's the issue. The Creator God is a make on it. But he is. Here, I actually checked out the Zipchit Tzedek. I printed it out. He actually says it. B'shem Achronim, Davina, Sveik, Sveika, Fila, Tzorchim, Yivai, Lacha. Even if it's Paskin, meaning there's a Machlokas Rishonim, when we Paskin, L'chomra, it still counts towards the Sveik, Sveika. Davina, Tzorchim, Mia, Negaro, Mia, Zamiya. Basically, what does he say? Whenever you have two Halach Machlokas, maybe it's much of a reason A, and even if not, maybe it's much of a reason B. Even if reason A is a minority shita, is a shita we don't pass in line because against the machaber, or fresh down against the line, and reason B is a shita we don't pass in line. There are two reasons might be mutter, both we don't pass in line, and both minorities, and both are against the machaber. Ah, but if you have two reasons that could be mutter, that's a space fake. And he says the same thing in the last mutter on this page of a lot of times where you're the beans fake stake up, people trust Yachin, even if it's Yachin against Robin. And so, basically, Zimchit Tzedek. So, why is Rav Ovadia so meekle? It's a Masori house in the Baal Zimchit Tzedek. In almost all cases you can imagine, again, I don't mean such can be had. There's something to Rav Ovadia. But almost all complicated cases, you're going to have two machlokas about it. It could be mutter for this reason, halachically, or it could be mutter for that reason, halachically. It's very rare to find a case where two different halachic reasons you might be meekle. What would all other posts can say? Say, yeah, you could be meekle for reason A, but we don't possibly like it. You couldn't be able for reason B, but we don't pass like it. So it's usher. It says, Rabbi, whenever there's two studded mohakel, meaning two shitas that are makel for two different reasons, even if they're both the wrong shita, quote unquote, as a sphinx fake, it's mother. That's usually most of the big kulas or vajra are based on that idea of sphinx fake. That is not the masor of all the other posting. The masor of all the other posting is what if you could be makel because of this shita, you could be makel because of that shita, you could be makel because of that shita. Do they add up to a kula or not? The Masor of most posting is that a big Tamachachmas uses judgment to figure out if only shitas add up to enough to be made or not. But it's not a sphinx faker. It's not a sphinx faker. It's not a sphinx faker if you add up shitas we don't possibly like. But Rav Ovadia thinks it is a sphinx faker to add up shitas we don't possibly like. And that's where he gets a lot of his kulas from. So that's just a good thing to know that if you want to know, not hashkafically, I'm not getting to hashkaf and sociology or anything like that, but halachically, why does Rav Ovadia always seem to be makel when all the other poskim in the entire world are machmir?
The main reason, in my humble opinion, is because he has a Masorah from the Zidkei Tzedek. He has a Masorah from the Zidkei Tzedek that you make a Sveika out of any two halachic machlokos. And therefore, that ends up being Mekel on a lot of things. It's not really necessary, but it's good if you have. Okay, so much for Binyamin. Did you get this board? So much for Simon Kofiot. Okay, we're mostly Simon Kofiot. Some of us got a chance to look at it together. Some of us did not. But okay, someone has to be in charge of me. Yoni, I have to leave at 5 today, no matter what. Okay, but I want to look at Simon Samakim. No, today is not Kol Yom Rishon. Today is just my, just me with Yalma. I have to go someplace. Does everyone have Simon Samach Gimel with them? Whoever didn't bring Shofanar Simon Samach Gimel, raise your hand. Whoever doesn't have a copy of Simon Samach Gimel, raise your hand. Okay. Maybe you're coming. What?
You don't know about that.
No. Of course, yeah. Of course he knows Shofanar of Baal Peh. Just, I don't know. Okay. So, Simon Samach Gimel. I wrote this. Okay. Basar Shemis Alman Ayin. Rav has a big chumrah. And the Rav turns it into a bigger chumrah. Says Rav, Basar Shemis Alman Ayin, any meat that you took your eyes off is traced to might have been switched. Who might have switched it? Shot of the Gemara. Who does he think might have switched it? The ravens or other animals, the Gemara assumes. Right? Nature. He's not. In the Gemara, it doesn't say he's worried about the Gemara switching it. Nature might have switched it. Not nature. I mean, animals. I switched it, or the river, or whatever. That's the big chumrah of Rav. Why did he make such a big chumrah? Maybe because he went someplace once, he saw Maisa, where the river switched something. So Rav made this big chumrah called Basar Salman Ayin. The tremendous machlokas Rishonim is, do we hold like Rav, or do we not? On the one hand, we don't have time to go through all the riots back and forth. On one hand, the Gemara, a few places, seems to ask questions from Rav. It sounds like we hold like him. On the other hand, of course, how did Rav meet? He must have taken his eye off it at some point. And I don't mean his wife kept her eye on it. A person is not going to watch the meat forever. You have to leave the meat and go someplace else sometimes. Okay. So the Gemara is, how did Rav eat meat? Why the Gemara is, how do we eat meat? Must be the only Rav's thing, but we don't hold that way. Right? And Levi seems to disagree with Rav. So the question is, do we hold like Rav or do we hold like Levi? This is a famous machlokes Rishonim. Okay, so what's the three basic shitas? What's the three basic shitas between Rav and Levi? One shita is the Rambam and the Rif. They pass in like Rav that Boshus of Solomon Ayin is Shenis Ali. Min Ha'ayin is Asur. That is the psak of the Mechaber. Read the Mechaber. Basar Ayin to Mushlach Mushlach. You find Basar in the street. Halakha rule, you follow rule. Well, I did call the parsh ruva parsh. Remember, the computer called the parsh ruva parsh. In how you rova mochu goyim maser, how you rova mochu misrael butter, king baser into be abdoy. The guy's holding meat, right? He has no modest to tell you where he bought it. The low note of meat lakach, and how you mochu baser misrael butter. Zeldin Torah. Here's going around. That's the right side. Ukvar asru chacham chacham, meaning rav, answered called baser and ends up being bishop in the abdoy, afish kol mochu kol shuv. Whether you find it on the street, whether you find it in the guy, even if all the butcher stores are Jewish, there is no trade meat in town. There's no trade meat in stores, but there is trade meat that the animals or birds might have. Right? The low ode, not only that, Ella Halokath Basman Yichon Basman, I'm like, even if you buy it and you know it's kosher, you lean your house and take your eyes off it. Usher. Stop for now. That's the Rambam on the Rif that Basman Salman Ayin is Usher. There's one issue which all the Achronim are bothered by, which that the Gemara seems to say that okay, the I think even the Noskei and the Shofanar deal with this. Yeah, the Shachs have gotten hay, for example, and the Gra mostly. Okay, the Gemara seems to say Rav was only choshesh for birds and animals. But if you find in the hands of a goy, it's mutter. Because a goy is a person, and people only buy meat from in town. So he
for the kosher portion. We're going to town. All the portions are kosher. Okay, how do you define town nowadays? It's a little tricky. You can drive between towns. Okay, but, you know, whatever. Let's say the case. Let's say, you know, your town, your whole country, most of the meat is kosher. Okay, so the Gemara sounds like Rav is making hands with goyim. He was only worried about birds. He wasn't worried about goyim switching things. And the Rambam says eating hands with goyim is usher. And here there are two basic approaches. The Gra and most Achronim say the Rambam passed like Yerushalmi, which said even beyond goyim is usher. And the Orcha Shofan here has a very nice part where he says, no, that was the Havi of the Gemara. But the end of the Gemara says even beyond goyim. So if you just want to know the Rambam, and this is clearly the Shita of the Mechaber, why did the Rambam answer be a god when the Gemara says he's only worried if you leave it for with the animals to get to it, not in the hands of the human being? Again, the two answers are most of them say he passed like Shami, and the Orcha Shofan says, no, that line of Bavli is only a half of the Maskana of the Bavli, be a god is answer. Okay, that's why did the Rambam Asar Afilu be a god? Why did he do that? It's against the Bavli. So either Alki Shami, or because Lemaskana, it's Usr, or Lemaskana's Habavli, it's Usr. There's only a half amina that they want to say is Mutter. This is the Achronen, and this is the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, that's all the Mechaber. Are there any exceptions? Yeah. The Gemara says, so how did Rav eat meat? Forget Rav, how do we eat meat? Right? For the Rav and the Riff, they weren't asking how does the Rav eat meat. They're saying, how does any of us eat meat? How do we hold like Rav? So, what are the exceptions? How can you eat meat? Don't you keep your eye on it the whole time. Just go ahead. But if that's not practical, let's say you have to go to the bathroom, right? People, or whatever it is, right? I mean, you can't keep your eye on it the whole time. So, what can you do? What are the options? So, exactly. Or? Exactly. What are the two ways to be matter? It says right here, Elokein Hayolo Bo Simen. Unless you have a simen. If you have a simen on it, then you know it's the same thing. Right, you make a special mark, and then you know it's the same thing. Or shayim lo tfias ayin, or you recognize it. What's the difference between simen and tfias ayin? Simen is you recognize it by a mark that you can express to others. Ah, I know this is my piece of meat because it had this squiggle, you know, 2/3 of the way, you know, from the left, whatever it may be. Tfias ayin means I recognize my piece of meat, but I can't tell you why. I just recognize it. Right? If I describe someone, you know, how do I know? You know, describe it to someone. How do I know this is my coat? You could say, I know it's my coat because, you know, it's white and it has, you know, four buttons and it has a little, you know, blue mark on the left sleeve. Or I could say, like, I don't know how to say it's my coat, but, like, I see it and I see there's my coat. That's called Tvias Ayin. And either similar to Tvias Ayin is good enough. B'makira b'adai shimuzet osha yitzor b'chlasim, or it had a seal. Meaning, I have no simen in the meat. But, you know, like when you get the deliveries from wherever the P-Tex, whatever they call it nowadays, when you get the deliveries, it all comes like taped up with the RCBC tape or whatever. So it has a seal. So what are the heterim? Right? One are the heterim, one simen, two tfias ayin, three chosim. Hasima. It has a seal. It should. It's supposed to. What? Okay, maybe we'll have time to get to that. I mean, how lovely. I'll see the rules of Kashrus. Anything they deliver to you should have a seal. It's a big set of halachas what counts as a seal. Now again, sometimes you order things from the supermarket and they sell you and they don't have to seal the bag because they seal each item inside is sealed in its proper wrapping that you get to be, etc. Let's say you get from a restaurant. Then if you order from a restaurant, it should come in a seal. Certainly every other restaurant would send you a seal. And like most things in Israel, like there are three types of levels of kashrut in Israel. There's levels of kashrut that everyone keeps. Levels of kashrus that only is for Mahadrin, and then levels of kashrus that alpidur laws of the Rabbanon, everyone has to keep, but only Mahadrin does. So this might be that in-between category. It could be that the laws that every kosher restaurant has to send you the food seal, but only Mahadrin do it. It could be that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, you know, I mean, what counts the seal, what doesn't? A staple, I'm a little skeptical about. Aha, so that might depend if the chash is for a person switching or the chash is for a bird. If the chash is that the goyish housekeeper might have switched, then camera's good enough because as long as she's afraid of being caught, that's good enough. But if the chash is that a bird switched it, then I think a camera's only good enough if someone watches the videotape. Because the bird is not afraid of the camera. Or if it's on the shuck and there's a guy who's not afraid of being caught on the camera, you know, he's not going to be fired, then a camera won't work if you watch the footage. I mean, at some, you could write an artificial intelligence program nowadays to watch the footage for you.
Is it just meat or
it's only meat. This Xavier's only meat. There are other Xavier's about sending other things in the hands of a goyish delivery guy. Oh, just to be fair, back in Israel, it also might depend who's doing the delivery, right? If a Naaman person does the delivery, then maybe that's different, etc. But then you get the question on it. Okay, it's a good question. Really, everyone who delivers should have a seal. What's a proper seal? We're pretty makel nowadays in most cases. There might be word through makel. Maybe we'll have a chance to like do this in a certain fashion. Okay, let's leave that for now. Deliveries. Let's stick with Basar Salman Ayin. Of course, they leave it outside your door. Isn't that Basar Salman Ayin? So, okay, we'll have to see for us Ashkenaz. Let's stick with, we'll come back to it at some point. You know, we don't have so much time today. Okay. By the way, Tvias Ayin, anyone know Hilchos Aveda? Do we trust someone who says, I recognize that, it's mine? Only if they're Talmud Chacham. Why over here, according to everyone part of Beit Hanan, do we trust every from Jew, even in Haaretz, for Tvias Ayin? So the Taz says, okay, it's Basar Salman Ayin, you're a bonus for Rebekah. But everyone says, that's not the reason. The reason is Pasha. In, when it comes to Aveda, there's a taiva of money. When it comes to money, we don't trust everyone whatever they say. What do you mean? How can you trust someone says to get money? Over here, it's especially Israel Hector. In Israel Hector, we do trust what people say. I mean, the chakir is this. Why don't we trust an Amaritzis to be assigned by a Veda? Because he might be lying, or because he might not be careful in how he looks. If the chashda might not be careful how he looks, we shouldn't trust him here either. But all the everyone is saying, no, he says he might be lying. If the imam is one guy who might be lying, we don't believe. You trust one guy who might be lying to give him money? No, but in Israel Hector, one guy might be lying, but do believe. It's called Lef and Ember Bissurim. Okay. Beit. Tala Kli Malech Adivos Basar, Venishbar Akli. Venathar Adivos La'aretz. What if you hang a Kli full of meat and it breaks and they fall on the ground? And Ba'am Atzach Atich Ve'im Ben Musim Lotvias Ayin Ariza Asar. You hang it on the peg and it falls on the ground and breaks and you find pieces of meat and you have no recognition at all. It's Asar. King Shlomo Sheva also Ba'asar Shayyub Kli, Gavarto Chayo Sheretz, their Basar Acharu. Because that basar might have been taken by an animal, and this is a different meat. What if you hung it and it didn't break? What if you hang it on the wall where an animal can't get to it? Then it's motor, right? So this is a third hector. The third hector is, but you have to add something. All the echonim explain. If it's in your house, do we have to worry a person's going to switch it? No, because people don't break into your house. Do we have to worry an animal will switch it? Yes, but not if it's someplace an animal can't reach, like in your fridge. If you leave it in your house in your fridge, that's mutter. Because we don't assume thieves break into your house. Right? And animals can't get into your fridge. Animals don't know how to open the fridge. So that's the fourth hector. This is it. If it's your house or someplace else that strangers can't walk in, I mean your house, someplace strangers can't walk in, plus a place animals can't reach. So if you leave it in your fridge, well, Kuliyama, even the Rif, the Rambam, the Mechaber, I mean, the Rambam doesn't say this explicitly, but let's assume you would agree. Everyone agrees it's mutter. There's no shash. A person's not coming into your house, right? You don't think Hoshe's thieves break into your house, and animals can't get into the fridge. The Rambam is going to add it. The Gemara seems to say we're only worried about animals and not people. And the Rambam added, we're also worried about people. Based either on the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, or based on the Maskana, based on claiming that was only Havamin, and is it only the Maskana? Okay, so far is the Sheik of the Rambam. Now, there's a second, let's call this A. What does Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold? Rashi Paskins like Levi, that Basar, Shinis Alin,
Min Ha'ayin is Mutter. And Rabbeinu Tam and others agree with him. Right? Rabbeinu Tam, the Ode. Right? In one place, the Gemara asked a question from Rava and Moshe Tam and Ayin. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, change the Gersa to Rava. Because we're going to question Rava. Why would Rava hold him this ridiculous sheet to be no pasta? Must have been Rav. I mean, you can only ask questions on Rav. You can't ask questions on any other Amora. Because no one holds this but Rav. It was Rav's shtick that no one agreed with. That's Rashi. Then there's the in-between sheet of the Rashbam. Now there's Rashbam, there's a Sefer Truma, there's a Rush. The whole Machlokas, whether they're exactly the same or not. The Shach holds are all exactly the same. So we're going to go with the Shach right now. The Shach in Sifkatan Ches says that the Rashbam and the Rush and the Sefer HaTruma, all of the same Shita, they make a compromise. Right? What exactly is the nature of this compromise is somewhat controversial, but let's start off the compromise. They say, it depends on the case. It depends if there's really a reason to think it was switched or not. If you find your meat where you left it, then that's not a shash. We don't worry all of a sudden that a bird switched it or something else weird like that. But if you find it not where you left it, then already something happened, right? Then already we admit to Rav a little that we have to be hoshish. I mean, it's not like Rav, but we admit partially to Rav that if you find it not where you left it, then it's a problem. So let's go back to Mashanah Unayim. Let's say you don't recognize your food. By the way, it's a good idea to always recognize your food. Say you make a mangal in the park. You know what a mangal is? Barbecue. Thank you. You make a mangal in the park, and then you go off, and your whole family leaves the mangal, and you come back, and you find everything that looks like when you left it. But you don't recognize your meat. According to Sfardim, your meat is now treif. Basar Shel Salim and I. Right? If you leave your mangal and you come back, it's treif for Sfardim. What does Sfardim have to do? Either make a simen, or tvias ayin, or have guard duty. Someone always has to stay with the mangal. For Ashkenazim, we're going to see that we pass this way, right? V'yesh matir et bosh shalom and ayin and mitzog mokum sheyicho. Some say it's mutter if you find it where you left it. The machaber doesn't pass that way. It's a yeshom. It's not a yeshom. It passes like the stop. But the Rama says, v'aminin l'hagil kusvar achrona. The minig is like this last sheet. No one passes like Rashi. But minig Ashkenaz, says the Rama, for Ashkenazim, as long as you find it on the barbecue where you left it, it's kosher. If you find it on the floor, someone kicked a soccer ball that hit your barbecue, find meat on the floor, then even Ashkenazim would have been itself for grabs. Or so far, right? Because you don't find where you left it. How do you know? Maybe it's on the floor, it got switched to it by an animal or by a person or something else. Okay. If it got knocked on the floor, and even if you're not knocked on the cleanliness, right? You can't eat it straight for Ashkenazim. But if it's still on the grill, it's straight for Sfardim, but kosher for Ashkenazim. And if you leave it at home, cooking in a pot, then it's kosher even for Sfardim, because in your house, no strangers come in, and animals can't get into your pot. Animals don't know how to take off a pot cover, right? Then it's much even for Sfardim. You would think, even if it's frying in a pan, I mean, you usually don't leave it frying in a pan for so long, but in the oven, animals don't open the oven. Even frying in a pan, but it's too hot for animals? I don't know. Okay. In any case, that's the basic lay of the land. Now we have more details. You have to work for me.
Yeah,
I said we need the details. Yeah, that's what I meant. B'makom she'imicho mutter. Matzah b'makom acher is aser. Okay, so that's a pretty big kula for us Ashkenaz. Yeah. Apparently not. There's a famous story from the plane. Everyone knows the famous plane story, right? It's like, Gil, it's a chazal, right? Raise your hand if you don't know the plane story. Okay. There's a rabbi, your son was on the plane, and he unwrapped his kosher sandwich, then he went to the bathroom to wash, and he came back. He realized that he didn't have a tzvias ayin or simen in the kosher meat, and he left it unwrapped, and there was no chosam. So he didn't eat it. The guy next to him says, why are you eating it? And he decides to be straightforward. He says, well, you know, we have halacha, basha, salam, and ayin, et cetera, et cetera. The guy says, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You know, I always wonder what this kosher food was. If it was really the same as my food or not. So I actually switched to meat because I wanted to taste like your kosher food. And I can't believe that you actually figured it out. Umar Kazol with your Torah, etc. Okay. So here's a little tricky, so he found it where he left it. So I did a quick Google of the airplane story of Moshe Solomon Ayin, and I found that someone brought down, says the following mice happened in the airplane, and Minastam, the rabbi was either Sfardi or an Ashkenazi who was masked for an extra flora. Because Ashkenazi, the emperor didn't, could eat it, because he found it where he left it. Because he found it exactly where he left it. But where this Ashkenazi, again, maybe it's a Sfardi rabbi. Maybe this proves the Spartan are right, but that might depend if the story actually happened or not. And even if it did, no, it still doesn't prove anything. Because the story really happened in the days of the Amorim, and Rav answered, and Levi said, from a weird story, you don't make a new Xer. You know, weird things happen, you don't make Xeris from weird things. So even if it's a true story, Ashkenaz might be right, but the Or HaShulchan says, in our seminar, obviously, in Sifkat Tess, a Sif Tess rather, and the Or HaShulchan says, Kasser being a Rambam, many lachakel kasvar zulu look at us around. The many to be makele against the Rambam, like the Rashbam. It's really Rashbam, who we assume the Rush holds like because he quotes him last, and the Sefer Truma holds like at least more or less. But he adds, ubal nefesh laatzmo yachosh ladas har Rambam shudas agon kakos la tuah shor v'sim lachadoshes sifnes. Says the Rashbam, quoting the tuah shor, he says a halacha Sefer Shita. Very fashion. He says, Abel Nefesh shouldn't pass the father, should be Yachash L'Atzmo. Therefore, even by Ashkenazim, again, this is less than Machmer Shabbal Abrach, I think, Abel Nefesh. I don't know. Anyone here good at Gush? Right, Ramital used to yell at people for thinking they were Abel Nefesh. He says, you're Chutzpah. Nefesh. I knew Bali Nefesh, and you're not one of them. But in any case, there's not everyone agrees with Ramital on that. Okay, that was part of Ramital's general Hashkaf. Rabbi tells general stuff in life that everyone shouldn't try to be special and extraordinary and above and beyond, but you should try to be a good Jew. That was his general stuff. When someone had a baby, he would say, you know, I bless you, you grow up to be a good Jew. Everyone would say, but all the other rabbis told me you should grow up to be a good old dork. Rabbi tells says, trust me, if you want your kid to grow up to be a good old dork, he won't be firm. If you want to grow up to be a good Jew, he'll be a good Jew, and maybe he'll be a good old dork. There's a lot of wisdom to that. In any case, so there is room for an Ashkenazi to be machmir, but that's really the gedder chumra. That's not the normal mainstream halach. The normal mainstream halach is Ashkenazi or mekel. Let's get some details of how to mekel. Even if it's in the hands of a goy, Ashkenazi or mekel. Then mokum should call a mokum Yisrael and a mokum Basar Kasher, as long as it's a town where all the butcher stores are kosher. And the Shach and Yeralov says most of the butcher stores are kosher, which is exactly the case tomorrow. We lost like tomorrow, right? Called the parish, move a parish in the hands of a guy, you go by most of the butcher stores. So the Ramah is Mekel. There are some details here, and it's a famous machlokes in the Shach and the Rechadosh about what to do about these details. But let's just put the details on the board briefly, because there's other factors the post can bring up. One factor they bring up is you find it where you left it. The other factor they bring up is, what's the other factor they bring up? The place where you left it. This the Sefer Truma brings up. Is it a place of goyim or a place of Jews or empty? Is it a shuk full of goyim or is it a Jewish or empty place? Right? So they say like this. According to the Shach, all the Rishonim agree. And they say like this. I'll just point out one other thing. The Shach and Tess goes in the Vush. What if you're not sure if it's where you left it or not? You don't know that it's a different place. You don't know if it's the same place. The Vush is Mekel. So are some other one of the Shach is Machmir. Okay. Before there's, you know, probably room to be machmer there. If you're not sure if it's in the same place or not, I'm really not sure you're neurotic and just, you know, like you might have no way of knowing. But follow the question, Mekel. Let's just bring up what the Shach points out at length in Sukkot Ches, and with that we will end. This is the main halachah ma'aseh details. He says there are two cases. There are two cases. There is the case where. Right? Matzah b'makom she'iniyach ve'eino shuk shel goyim. You found it where you left it, and it's not a place full of goyim. Right? Like, I don't know, the park in Israel, you're among them. Most of you are Jews. There might be one Arab.
as opposed to New York, where it is mostly Goyim. So in that case, what do we say? What about matzah shelo b'makom she'indiach, or matzah b'makom she'indiach b'shuk shel goyim? What about these two cases? Then the Shach says that's more chomer. The Rama says we're machmir if you find it in a different place, because how do you know it's the same meat? Likewise, he quotes in the Sefer Truma. This is the chiddush of the Sefer Truma, right? This is the chiddush of the Sefer Truma. This is the makor. What's the makor? This is from the Sefer Truma. Even if you find it where you left it in the Mangal, which is Ashkenazi, but the Mangals in New York, not in Yerushalayim, it's mostly goyim around. He was machmir, right? Even if you find it where you left it, from mostly goyim. The truth is, now maybe this could explain the case of the plane. If the plane was a place of mostly goyim, it's a little weird. Because you think the guy would be afraid of getting caught switching lunch with his guy next to him, like you think there's mirsas. But okay, then what does the Shach say in the Din Ramah? Then it depends on Rove Chanuyos, right? If it's a place where most people sell is kosher, then it's kosher. Even if you find it out where you left it, if the place where most meat they sell is treif, then it's treif. That's the basic lay of the land. And one machlokes we have is that the Chiddush argues about one point with the with the Shach. The Chiddush says the Chiddush is more machmir. He's machmir against the Shach. Shem matzah. Shelo b'makom she'iniyach aser afilu em rov okol hatabachin archi, or as he says, Yisrael. But the Aruch HaShulchan paskins like the Shach against this b'chadosh. Halach l'maisa, we hold like the Shach explains. If you find it where it is and it's not a place full of goyim, it's mutter. But if you find it where it is in a shuk of goyim, or you find it in a different place, then you have to go by rove mina town. If rove mina town is treif, it's treif. If rove mina town is kosher, then it is kosher. Which then means, based on the Sefer Truma, that even for Ashkenazim, who are makel if you found it, egwan kula, even if it's not where you left it, since we don't have the Rechadosh, if you're in a town where all 90% of meat is kosher, it's okay. But the Chumra is, if you're in Chutz Laaretz, or you're in, you know, Bethlehem, or whatever, where most of the meat is treif, then, even if you find where you left it, if most of the people around are goyim, then you have to be machmir. So if I make a barbecue in New York, where most people are goyim, and most meat is treif, if I leave my barbecue, even Ashkenaz, so that's very, very important to know that even Ashkenazim sometimes will be machmir, even if they find it where they left it. The Ramah didn't say this, but all the Achronim passed this way based on the Sefer Truma. The Aruch HaShulchan admits the finish. He says, Yesh misha omer de reshuk shal goyim shein aro, but most people are goyim. Yesh lesser, afilu matzah basur bokum sheiniyach, even if where you left it, unless most of the city is kosher. V'divrei tamim, v'yirali d'vazer, v'divrei tamim, and it makes sense. Okay, so we can be very makel if you have any seven, etc. But halacha l'maisa, let's just review for Spartan. Any meat you take your eyes on is also unless it's one of these four things. Unless it's simen, tvias ayin, chosam. I guess chosam is better than pasima, maybe never comes. You know, a seal, so you won't think of any signature, although obviously they're related. Or it's in your house where strangers don't come and it's a place animals can't reach. For Ashkenazim, obviously, one of these four cases is mutter. Even without these things, it's mutter. If it's a Jewish or empty place, and you find it where you left it, or even if it's you find it not where you left it, or it's a goyish place, if most of the meat in town is kosher. Okay, that can be a big time lahakel for these delivery issues that are not done exactly with hakila nowadays, because if most of the meat in town is kosher, then me'ikra din, maisa. We can be making a lot of these cases because in Yerushalayim, most of the meat is kosher, most restaurants are kosher, etc. There are trade restaurants in Yerushalayim, but they're a very, very clear minority, even if you count the Arabs. And, you know, it's less likely, etc. Okay, that's basic dub. Buster Solomon Hayyan. If anyone has questions, I'm going to have to ask you for Slicha Mechila, because I have to run, as you reminded me. Thank you very much. You're a very responsible person. If you know what, you just put these in the box in case anyone missed out on it. And I will see your message tomorrow. Remember, we're now keeping up with Kuf Chaf. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Chaf Beis. Right? Bezrat Hashem. We'll pick up that on Tuesday, Binyamin. You will get the last board.
I'll send it.
Thank you so much. And I'm just...